If one mythological creature could be real, which one would you choose to be real?
The first thing that came into my mind was a gopher.
Oh boy, do I have news for you. Jesus Christ, you're dumb.
Have you ever seen a gopher?
Fuck, no, I haven't.
Exactly.
Actually, the whole thing does seem kind of fake, right? Big
weirdly
rats
enough,
that dig holes? Nah.
I was listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking
about... chill any other podcast.
Somebody was talking about gophers.
Yeah.
And how...
This was definitely the basement yard.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
Actually. And the person was really high.
Yeah.
And when they got really high, they were like obsessed with figuring out where the gophers go. Because you always see the holes, but you never see the gophers. And even if you do, they pop down into their hole and then you can't find them. And they try to lure them out with pizza. So gophers might not be real.
I don't think gophers would like pizza.
Probably not, but no. They were high, so maybe a high gopher.
How deep is it? Like an interconnected, like tunnels of holes?
I don't.
Or is it just a hole they just chill in there for a bit?
So
and
like
they
giant
the
ants?
Kinda, yeah. Well, that's what are those moles? Moles do that, right? Are moles real? Because like I hear about mole people, but again, that's another thing where I like never see. And don't know anything about.
Dude, they have their own highway under there, dude. They have a main runway.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I'm looking at a graphic of what gopher tunnels look like.
So, you can't see this, listeners at home, but they have holes that go down and then connect to each other, and then they have these nesting areas, which is like a bubble underground. How does any of this stay up? Like, how do they support a bubble like that underground? How do they keep it from not caving in?
Do you know how tunnels work? Have you ever been in...
You have to support a tunnel. Like, unless it's a natural cave, which are pretty fucking rare.
No, they're not, dude. There's caves all over, like, underneath us and everything.
As far as the entire span of, like, the world goes...
There are a lot more caves than
caves.
You think.
Like
underneath
think of the
us.
Entire Earth,
yeah.
Natural caves aren't that super. I'm not saying they're not around. There's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of caves. But as far as the entire Earth goes, it's still not that many. And when we build mine shafts and stuff like that, we have to support them. Otherwise, cave ins. You can't just dig in the earth and expect it not to and just stay up.
Dude, have you ever been to the beach?
Yeah.
And then you dig far enough to where the sand
like
is kind
in.
Of wet,
yeah.
Which. If you have ever dug into the ground and soil, mm-hmm. when you get a couple inches down, it gets packed, and you dig little tunnels under sand, same thing, dude.
Well, sure, a little bit, but like a whole interconnected system, and it never caves, that's just crazy to me. I don't know. I mean,
I just don't think you know how science works.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about here.
Yes,
saying,
I do.
Oh, the dirt is more packed together, therefore it stay up. What the fuck?
Pretty much. I mean, the deeper you go, the more packed it gets. I mean, obviously, there's not a big change from like...
Because
like,
by that logic, we never have to support any tunnel, ever. We could just all live underground perfectly fine because it's packed in. Boom. Good. No matter how big it gets. Oh, nope. It's good. Packed in.
That's not what I said. Also didn't say how big it gets. How big you think gophers are.
I don't know, man. It's a nesting area. There could be like 30 gophers in there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that if like, just like, you know, caves and stuff like
you
that.
You have no
just,
idea what the fuck.
You can dig it out.
Caves
again,
are usually rocks.
It's not.
That's
it's,
why
I
it's
feel
like
you're taking this and making
on top
it,
of other rocks
making
and
it more complicated
gaps
than it needs to be. If you've ever gone to the beach and dug underground
again,
and dug little tunnels.
I don't think gophers are at the beach, so that's
I know
sand, and we're talking about dirt.
And it's very, very similar. I'll go out and build a... I'll go out and
you
dig around a little
tunnels?
Bit. Yeah, I'll dig around and just show
you.
You
build some tunnels and let me know, because every tunnel I've ever seen that's been built by people has been supported.
Here's the thing. You're just wrong. The point is you're wrong. If you look this stuff up,
it's not true. Maybe they're
here.
Supporting it.
I like how you're trying to fight, like, you're just dumb. Like, I don't maybe know exactly how it works, but I understand the concept, and I also have proof, and you're just like, but no.
You're okay.
No.
Your whole thing is saying, nope, dirt don't fall.
That's not
That's
what I said.
Point.
Dirt falls. I didn't say dirt doesn't fall. This
dirt
isn't,
don't fall. No,
this isn't,
dirt fall.
This isn't Minecraft.
That's basically what you're saying. I'm saying if you dig under something, by all logic, it should fall, and you're saying, well, it doesn't, so... I'm asking how and why, and you're just, that's, I understand that I am clearly, I guess, wrong. I never said, nope, gophers aren't real. Because
I think it also depends on how much, like, for example, this is a very, very simple graphic here.
Yeah.
That much, that might cave in. But I think, like, the more structure
together,
you have,
apart.
Angling up.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? It kind of creates that.
Well, I'm sure, I guess, is a gopher cave in even that big of a deal? Because they dug it in the first place. So, I mean, if it caves in, they could just redig it. Right?
Yeah. Who knows how long these last? Maybe they only last a week and they slowly start to crumble and they go, we gotta go.
Yeah. I think we used to have more problems with those, and then I think we hunted a lot because, like, people don't like holes in their yards, so we just, like, killed them.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, it just feels like, you know what I mean? Gophers should be a bigger problem. Just like beavers. Like, we don't like beavers because they fuck up waterways and stuff like that, building dams.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I feel like
them.
We should see gophers and we don't.
Well, I asked you if you've ever seen a gopher when I was out in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Like outside of the like main city area or whatever. Where there's
in
like
the
a
desert?
Park.
Desert gophers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Like out in those states, I think you see them, if not more frequently. But I saw one. It was the first time I ever seen one. I think it might be the only time I ever seen one.
Seen one.
Yeah.
I would have thought, like, when you were in Kansas or one of the, you know, some Midwestern state, you would have seen gophers. That's where I imagine gophers living. I'm thinking of prairie dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do gophers live?
Gophers. On the gopher course.
Gophers are found in North and Central America. Preferably in areas.
That's us.
Preferably, this is gonna start a whole nother argument. Preferably in areas with loose sandy soil.
What the fuck?
They make their homes in burrows that consist of many tunnels.
See, okay, so they need loose soil to dig in it, right? Because digging in packed soil is probably pretty tough. But then you get the problem of how does loose soil not just fall?
They go under and they go. It's their tiny little paws patting it at the dirt.
They like wet their hands. And then they're like, they get it all wet and muddied up. We're laughing. That might be what they do.
So that's my mystical animal I wish was real. How about you?
Jesus Christ. Whatever the fuck Mr. Tumnus was.
Why? Why do you just want half ghost
just
people walking
that way
around?
It's like acceptable to have just a whole race of people that doesn't wear pants.
But you know what they didn't do in that movie?
What? Addresses.
Or what they did do? They did not, like, animate a ding-dong.
Right.
I was going to say gopher.
An adult goat man inviting a young girl into his home and poorly lit by just a fire and his, like, soft James McAvoy voice. Yes. Like that, they're talking to him, and then they do. Oh yeah, and then sorry, my goat dick fell out. Sorry, I don't wear pants, so it just happens. Like, can you imagine that wouldn't go over very well in the Chronicles of Narnia?
I understand why. I'm just saying. Imagine you want them to be real. If it's real, you can't CGI that out. That's happening everywhere.
Yeah, I've been around goats before, but I don't think I've ever noticed their dicks. I don't know if they have, like, if they're like horses. Because if you've been around horses,
nothing is like a horse. Nothing is like a horse.
You can't not notice that shit. It's like it is out there.
Nothing is like a horse.
So I'm curious if it's more similar to that, or if it's like gorillas apparently have much smaller dicks proportionate to their size. Like a full giant, you know, silverback gorilla, their dicks are like 1.5 inches on average.
Okay.
So like, you're probably not going to notice those, you know, if you're hanging out with gorillas. And you probably never have all the pictures of gorillas you've seen in videos and stuff. Never noticed dicks and stuff. So maybe goats have tiny dicks. That's kind of my point.
Welcome back to another episode of That's Movies, Brother.
Season 2! Oh, man.
So, guess what I did last night?
What'd you do last night?
I danced.
God, if you did any of this for a video, I'd be very upset. Incredibly
first
upset.
First of all, why?
Because I imagine you like doing a TikTok dance video, and I was like, we can no longer be friends. There's a line and you crossed it.
If I ever want to get out of doing the podcast, I'd just have to do that.
Yeah, you film yourself, put it on TikTok if you're doing like one of these dumbass things for over a filter. Or I don't know what the fuck they do, but do anything like that and I'm out. Sorry, dude. Can't do it.
All right, we'll see you, dude.
What did you do? I'm scared.
No, I went to a dance class, actually, last night. Yeah.
Oh, this is something Jessica got you to do.
Well, she asked me if I wanted to do it, but I've actually brought up going to, like, I've considered going to, like, a dance class. I want to do, like, a swing dancing class. I think that's dope. You know, like, throwing people around, like, doing all this stuff. I think that's cool. But this was just, like, a foundations, like, learning basics and like creative movement and stuff, and it was fun because, like, you know, you don't, I feel like,
what did you wear,
especially with everything,
tights,
how, you know, you get older, sometimes you just forget to try new things, you know. No, I didn't wear tights. I wore my just regular, like, just same like stuff I wear, like ninja,
yeah, like t-shirt,
yeah. Nothing too crazy.
So
but,
why did you go? Why did you want to do this?
Because it was something new and different. And like I said, I appreciate dance. I want to be able to dance well. That would be nice.
I've never understood dancing.
Why?
The only times I've ever felt any urge to dance was when I was highly inebriated. Every other time...
Do you think you're a more fun person when you're highly inebriated?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
There you go. All right. Conversation over. I win.
No, but just in general, I am a stickler and like kind of a, you know, I come off as a bit of a killjoy. Fine. I'll take that. But I'm just saying, I can't control this. It's just how I feel. I don't get anything out of it. I don't get anything out of seeing it. I don't get anything out of doing it. I don't understand it. It's one of these like weird, and clearly it's like a natural human thing because we've been doing it forever. You know, dance is like super fucking old. So, you know, cavemen were sitting there doing the Carlton. So like,
do you have any proof? Are you sure their caves didn't cave in on them before they could dance?
No, because they got the mud wet. No, but so it's I'm I guess technically in the wrong or in the minority because everyone seems to fucking love it. But like, I remember I was in college and I was taking some class I had to take. It was a intro to religion. It was like a religious history class, which I was kind of like, back then I wanted to become a history professor, so I was like, okay, this is kind of cool, learn about like different things. And then 3/4 into the class, she goes, the professor, who was like probably like 28 or 29, because this was an intro class, so she was like, you know, pretty young. She was like, hey, I'm for my doctorate, I'm getting my doctorate in modern dance theology, and this is my final.
Wait.
I'm going to do it for you guys. And she danced for 15 minutes in front of us. And I was like, I hate college. I hate the people who go here. I hate the things they do. What?
Okay. I'm going to say some things coming from a place of where I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Sure. That's us in a nutshell.
This show. Why would you get a doctorate in modern dance theology? That seems so specific.
It
and
was something
so
to do with dance. Theology probably wasn't it, because I don't even know if that makes sense.
But does she want to dance for a living?
I think she wanted to teach, because she was being a professor. Like, you don't become a professor even at a lower end. It's just like a side gig, I don't think. I mean, like, you know.
She was trying
to
become a
Georgia State University.
Professor?
So it was like a, you know, I mean, it wasn't a community college where she was just doing it on the side. Like, I think she wanted to maybe teach dance. I don't know.
It just seems such.
What she did, it was like interpretive dance. It wasn't like, you know, I want to become a dancer and dance behind Beyonce on stage kind of a thing. It was like, I don't even know what interpretive dance really even means, but I don't know what she was interpreting. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
This was obvious. This was also like 5 years ago now, so memory is a bit hazy, but, you know, so I'm just saying it's always been kind of dumb.
Okay, but can we talk about how much time and money it costs to get a doctorate in something?
Mm-hmm.
And again, from somebody who doesn't really know what they're talking about, I feel like
it's stupid.
I feel like that is a
bad financial choice.
That is a field where a doctorate is going to do nothing for you, especially if you want to become a dancer. Like, go to places like, you know, local dance studios, meet people that are doing that, try to get involved in shows. Again, I feel like that's a better way to do that.
You're misunderstanding. She didn't want to become a dancer for entertainment. That was not the purpose. It's interpretive dance, as far as, like, I'm using dance as a form of expression, just like you would talking, art, any of these
other
things.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to figure out what she was doing with it, because
it's like a frou-frou-ass high society bullshit. I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's literally nonsense. It's just nonsense that people have convinced themselves is real, and therefore they perpetuate it. That's what it is to me. I'm sorry.
Wow, you are going hard
right
now.
Yeah, I'm going hard. Fuck dance.
No, I think especially like interpretive dancing can be kind of strange.
Yes, it was. It was very strange. It didn't feel fluid. It didn't feel like it was honestly all that difficult, especially because it wasn't quick, and she didn't do like cool moves. Like, you figure if you're gonna get a doctorate in something that takes roughly 8 years to achieve, 8 years of post primary education, that you'd be able to do some like crazy spin moves and
I
shit.
I think my point is, even if you want to be somebody who teaches about interpretive dancing and stuff and how like it came about in different cultures, what it means to different cultures, how it's expressive, I feel like even that is not some, like, I feel like that's a part of a curriculum for something larger. Coming a doctor in just that, I don't know. I don't understand that.
I think there are certain things that culturally we should just let die. And that's one of them. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going hard on this because I find it funny. And you can't go hard on a lot of stuff anymore. And I feel like this is a safe topic. You know, like, oh, I'm offended the dancers out there. Oh, okay. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you can't get canceled for offending dancers. That's not
okay. So you want to be mean in every way possible that'll just keep us on the air.
That's it. I'm just riding that line.
So I think interpretive dancing can be kind of strange. But for example, do you like, and your answer to this might be no, do you find interest or like free running and parkour and that kind of stuff?
Personally, no. I can appreciate the difficulty and also the stones on those guys, because oftentimes, whenever I've seen, like, you know, back when I would at least sometimes go with like you and a couple other friends who enjoyed trying to do that around places. I wouldn't do it myself, but every time you guys would do things, the whole time I'm thinking about, There's a way to either crack your skull open or your balls open doing whatever you're doing. And I just hated that idea, and so I couldn't, you know. So I appreciate that it takes strength, skill, and, well, you know, courage to not, because you're doing something where you're like, there's no reasonable reason that I should be doing this. I'm not gaining anything from it. I just think it's cool. And there's a good chance I could crack my head open, my balls open, you know, something, some harm can
you
come
can
to me.
You can put that, though, in pretty much any sort of field. You can say there's no reason to be doing this if you don't have interest in it.
Well, yes, but there's also not the big risk factor. It's like a hobby that I have. Like, I like to play guitar, and sometimes, yeah, I mean, I'm no great at it or anything like that, but, you know, it's a little hobby I like to do with mine. Virtually no way for me to harm myself doing that.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other topic.
Well, I feel like that's most the hobbies I have, where it's like things I enjoy and I can't hurt myself doing.
But you're also the type of person, bringing this back to dance, that when it comes to music, your music taste is very different from most people's.
That's not necessarily true. I like, you know, like a big genre I like are like basically all the like classic rock. That's a pretty like wide range. I mean, sure, I don't like Post Malone, kill me.
Most of the stuff you listen to that I've found, though, is very like folk type stuff. Like, yeah. I could just see you living in a cabin in the woods for the rest of your life, just listening to folk music.
Perfect. Yeah, I've been getting really into John Denver.
But that's
lately.
My point is, like, you are not the type of person that is going to, it's your opinion as far as dance goes. Like, you're not the kind of person that relates to the movement with the music in that kind of way.
Yeah. I do remember, I will give you this, when I was still in high school, my grandparents had their 50th wedding anniversary, which was like a big party, and they're big Texans, you know, like, they had like an outdoor kind of party, and in the middle of it, they did square dancing, and I joined in on that, and you know what, I had a pretty good old little time at it, I'll give you that.
You honestly should just move to Texas on a ranch, and that, like, it sounds like that would be your preferred
honestly,
life.
The older I get, the more, like, curmudgeon-y and southern I become. It's strange. I don't know what happened, because, like, God, if I feel like when I remember high school me, I feel like I was this, like, semi little, like, trying to be a little edgy kid who, like, oh, look at you southern people of Georgia. You fucking weird. I don't want to live in a city. And now I'm like, get the fuck out of my land. I don't know. It's just weird things that happen to you. I'm waiting for it to happen to you, you know? One day.
And you're not even halfway through.
I'm going to show up to wherever you're living and you're going to, you know, I'm going to see there's going to be like a fishing rod on your table. And I'll be like, what's that? And he's like, well, I thought maybe I'd try it. Maybe I like it. And then,
you're making
boom.
Fun of me because.
I'm not making fun of you. I want that to realistically happen.
I'm sorry. I guess that's not the right term. You are doubting the fact that I would enjoy fishing. That is nothing. I could enjoy
just
fishing.
It's a southern thing. I mean,
I
no,
got fishing. I yeah. enjoy fishing.
Oh, I didn't know that. We should go fishing, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
I'm down. We can just leave this podcast and go fishing. Sounds like more fun.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
I'm kidding. Another interesting thing that I found out, completely switching topics. Apparently, Millie Bobby Brown.
From Stranger Things fame.
Is a regular at my Starbucks.
Oh, weird. Why is she here?
I don't know. Obviously filming something.
Stranger Things they filmed here all the seasons, right? Somewhat?
I think so.
I think some of it, not all of it.
But apparently she has been a regular at our Starbucks for the last few months anyways. Obviously that'll then end when she leaves. But I was working at Starbucks and some people were talking about some girl. And because she had just come through the drive-thru and they were talking about her. And someone was like, oh, was that Millie? And I was like, the only Millie I know is Millie Bobby Brown.
There's only
and
one.
I was like, I'm just going to let that go. That's weird. And they were like, oh, yeah. And they were talking about, have you seen her new movie on Netflix? And then someone was like, yeah, it's so weird that Enola I know Holmes. Her now as just a regular person. It's so weird. I know her as a regular person.
You
and
know
now
her
I,
as a regular person?
Not, I didn't say this, but somebody I was working with said, like, I know her as a regular person, and so seeing her in the movie now seems weird. So I was like, this is somebody new and who has a movie. And so for my thought, I'm like, is this some girl that was a – maybe came here and then she got a guest star in a role? And it's, you know what I mean? And I was like – And I was like, who are we talking about? They're like, oh, Millie Bobby Brown. I was like, what's happening?
So, I'm sorry. Somebody you know from Starbucks knows Millie Bobby Brown from outside of movie, like before she got
into
things?
I think just from coming into Starbucks. Here's my point.
Okay.
Here's my point is like, I never watched Stranger Things.
Oh, that's right.
And I think she was in Godzilla or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but because that was years ago and she's younger, she was younger and obviously it's been a few years and so she looks a little different now.
Yeah.
Especially because like those movies get filmed and they don't come out till usually like sometimes a year later.
I guess she's still like six, I think she's like 16 or 17.
But kids,
so she might have been,
teenagers
I guess, like 13. Yeah, so that's
so
big,
much quicker.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Yeah.
Like me. From like 3 years ago, probably looks very similar. But like a 13-year-old to a 16-year-old?
13-year-old Tyler to current day Tyler?
No, but 13 to 16,
yeah,
very
yeah.
different.
Right.
So my point is, I didn't really know what she looked like. So if I had seen her in the drive-thru and got to know her as a regular and then started watching, which maybe is what this person was saying, that was very interesting.
Well, she's English, if I'm not mistaken. So she would have had an English, pretty prevalent English accent if you had seen her.
Yeah. I mean, I still wouldn't know that it was her.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know how many English, like strong English accents you see in the drive-thru.
Let's put it this way. If she drove through the drive-thru and I was on drive-thru, I would not have known because I don't. Until I looked her up after that, I was like, let me try to see if I actually know what she looks like. And I was like, nope, not really.
It's kind of like weird for Mark because we're, you know, in our like, God, I guess we're in our mid-20s now. You know, she's like 16, 17 years old. So, like, if I was working there and like one of us was like, oh my gosh, Millie Bobby Brown hot, it'd be like, are you fanboying over a 16-year-old girl? Isn't that fucking weird?
It was weird how they were talking about her, too, because they were saying stuff like how she wasn't driving and now she is driving. It's like, oh, I guess she got her like they were talking about her like she was just some regular 16-year-old.
Like it was your niece, not like
or just a regular actual regular. And they were saying like, I wonder who that boy is because she's been coming in with this boy every once in a while. So maybe I'd have an inside scoop on who her next we could be bringing the next that could really
is that what
propel
you want to be is shitty TMZ.
No, I'm just saying that we might be able to get some news before anybody else.
If
but
this
I have
podcast
no idea who
ever
it was.
Does become popular, I would very much prefer it if it wasn't based on 16-year-old actor girl drama.
It's not going to be all around that, but if I let's put it this way. Let's say that she came through the drive-thru.
Yep.
And I saw a male actor that she was with and I knew who he was.
Tom Holland. We were
coming up on this conversation.
My point is,
I would mention it. That's all I'm saying.
What do we put in the title?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe?
No. Putting the kibosh on that.
Nah, it'd be like one of our triple word
Guess
titles.
Who Millie Bob Brown is with now. Fuck that, Jesus.
Not like that.
I have pride.
No, you don't. I don't want to hear that.
A tiny bit.
Anyways, branching into some, I guess, movie news, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
There is one thing I want to blow your mind about briefly, because it's been a couple. I mean, we just did one last week that's up now, but it's otherwise, you know, it's been a little while since we had done podcasts. We hadn't really talked a lot in between that because of all the stuff going on. So I kind of watched through a whole thing. Just kind of inadvertently, didn't really mean to, just kind of happened. It's something that we tried a little while ago. I'm curious if you'll know what it is.
Something that we tried to watch?
Yeah, for the show.
Cats?
No. Jesus Christ.
I have no idea. I have no other answer. That was my guess.
I have seen the entirety of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I haven't even seen it all the way through yet. Well, then you must like it if you've seen all of it.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Oh, Mike.
Okay. So just for some context here, we tried this. God, it was a while ago now. Like, we were like,
No. Don't make Nate make himself look better. We didn't try this.
Well, we watched the first episode.
You're making it seem like we both tried it and we both didn't like it. I'm still watching it. I just haven't seen it in a while.
Just mentioned it in a while, so I didn't know. I remember you said, like, yeah, I liked it enough. I'll try it out some more. And I was kind of like, eh, it's just a kid show and it's kind of dumb. Like, yeah, it wasn't about it. Yeah, no, I'm not saying like there's no better light to put me in. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. So we tried the first episode which really for a show, I guess, isn't really a great, there's no good way to do an episode on just trying something else. We're going to commit and watch the entire
thing. Well, you're not allowed to tell me much about it because I'm still watching it.
No, I'm not going to talk about, I guess, details. Yeah, that's fine. I guess, but my larger point is we tried it for the show. I wasn't about it. I thought it was a kid show. I ended up just because, like, sometimes, especially like after work or something like that, I'm looking for something like very basic. Like, normally I'd watch like something on YouTube or something like that, but that's been kind of like just nothing on there I've been really like interested to watch recently for, like, you know, just kind of like wind down, kind of fall asleep.
I know, it's so
television.
Limited. There's not a lot of options on YouTube.
Well,
so.
I mean, just the normal stuff I go to, just for whatever reason, I've just been like, eh. I mean, they still like put out stuff. There's plenty of stuff, just nothing I'm particularly interested in. Anyway, so I ended up just kind of like, for whatever reason, just because I think it's because I see so many memes about this damn show for some reason.
Yeah.
Just constantly being barraged with it. So, like,
you want to feel in the loop.
I kind of felt like, well, I guess a little bit there. Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that. But, and then also, I was just, I don't know, just like, I was like, I feel like I've already kind of watched the show. Might as well watch it. And then I will say that, like, I think it gets a lot better as it goes on. Because there's three seasons of it that are all kind of like 16 episodes or so. It's one of the only kid shows I can think of that really has, it's episodic, especially earlier on, as far as like each episode has its own little contained story, but it's very much following like one central plot line. Like, this, the beginning of the show and the end of the show is like, the beginning of the show sets like, this is what we're going to do by the end of it, and then at the end of the show, that's how now we did the thing, basically,
right?
So opposed to, think about all the other shows watched as a kid, like Fairly Odd Parents had no overarching thing that they were trying to accomplish in that show. It was just like, I'm a kid, I have fairies wishes, and then that's it. There was no like, and I'm trying to defeat Mr. Crocker. That was not the point of the show. Even like Jimmy Neutron was just like, I'm smart and I'm just gonna build shit. You know, like, none of our shows had an overarching thing, so it was kind of cool to actually have a show where it's like, this is the thing I'm trying to defeat. And the main bad guy of the show is voiced by Mark Hamill.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, obviously not the kid, the actual like adult bad guy. I mean, it is still a kid show. And it still is kind of like does kind of dumb things where the cool aspects of the show, as far as like character development, they really like hammer home in your brain. Like, I'm this person, and it's like, okay, that's cool, but I'm going to keep repeating, I am this person. No, you didn't hear, I'm this guy now. It's like, okay, yeah, we get it. I'm trying to be vague because I don't want to give anything away for you. But, I think it's a good show. I get why people talk about it a lot. I'm done with it now. I don't think I'll ever go back and, like, you know, I'm not going to talk about it so much. I will say, I feel like I talk about this a lot because as far as I talk about like weird things when it comes to like kids and I guess sexuality in movies and TV shows, this show has like at least two episodes that are like beach themed where it's like, I don't know, it's like the whole episode, it's like, we're kids and we're going to the beach, here's us in our beach attire doing beach stuff, and I'm like, can I just, I don't know, as an adult man watching kids do a beach episode, it's just weird.
You ever been to a beach and see kids in their bathing suits?
Well, sure, yes, but did I spend 25 minutes just watching them do their stuff? No, I just noticed that they were there. I don't know, it's just one of those things where it's just kind of weird, and especially since they kind of in the show address some of the aspects of like, this character's in universe is kind of supposed to be hot when she is supposed to also be 15. It's like, it's weird that I'm an adult watching this now.
Well, you should have watched it when you were 15.
I guess so. But I didn't know it was going to happen. You know, I mean, I didn't go into it going, yeah, I'm at the beach episode now.
Look, this is a prime example of how I never take anything that Nate says with 100% certainty.
I am just willing to... what you should say is that, hold on, that's not how you should be as a critic at all.
That's exactly how I am.
You should be like, because this is how I believe, and I will never change. No, you should always try to challenge what your beliefs are, and that's what I've clearly demonstrated.
Yeah, I'm like that. I just never. I always thought you were like that.
Oh, you're like that. Okay.
No. I am open-minded, but you're like, I gave it like I gave it an episode. I'm not ever doing that again. It's dumb. I'm not doing it because I know better because I'm Nate.
I acknowledge that wasn't a great way to do it, but we didn't want to. I didn't want to commit to watching 16 episodes of a show I thought I was going to dislike.
You know what? This is just like we just talked about, man. He says it now, but the second I have more info on Millie Bobby Brown, he's going to be putting it all in the title. I'm just kidding. I hope people know I'm joking about that. I don't. Please never make this a paparazzi like rumor starting show. Well, that's cool. I'm glad. I'm proud of you. Claps for Nate.
I wasn't asking for that, but thank you.
I mean, you can give me more claps. Well, I guess I need to catch up then because I'm a little behind. Still in the first season.
Yeah. I'm almost done with it, like, I think. Anything I necessarily want to talk about the show with necessarily. I don't know if I want to do like an episode on Avatar.
No, I just feel behind.
Yeah.
But cool. Cool, cool. One other thing, I guess, there's no movie news. The biggest, mm-hmm. I feel like we had a lot last episode.
Yeah.
Because it was all around one thing. Funny enough, Spider-Man. This one's about it too.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 3 is happening right now, close to us. Last night, Tom Holland landed in Atlanta, and he is reading the script as we speak, if you think about it. Probably.
It feels like more TMZ shit.
No, I'm just saying it's kind of interesting that, like, obviously you hear we've heard a lot of rumors and news about Spider-Man 3.
Tom Holland's in Atlanta. Tom Holland, what are you doing in Atlanta? Quick! Are you dating Millie Bobby Brown? like, what are we doing?
Looks like we have.
Why should I give a shit? It looks Tom Holland's in Atlanta.
It looks like because it means that things are happening. Yeah, and that's exciting. I mean,
it's cool that they're actually filming, and you would have thought that they would put it off.
And to me, the way I think about it, too, is like I like this industry and this business, and the fact that it's happening so close to me and I feel like I am still trying to get into it is like really cool, but also really frustrating at the same time.
Yeah, because they're doing it in a giant, basically secret warehouse that you can't enter or get near.
Exactly. But it's like really close.
Or you go to Walt Disney jail.
Yeah. But point being is that it's happening. And again, I know it might sound TMZ-ish, but on Instagram, I just checked before this episode, and apparently he just got the script to read, at least like an hour or so ago. He was like, yeah, I got the script, I'm about to read it, which means they have a script done as of right now, a rough script. Which means all those questions that – which I didn't even know if they had that done because all the rumors and stuff of who's going to be in it, what the storyline's going to be. I don't know. Good question. But my point is it's been pushed back as like with every other movie that's been pushed back. And so the fact that they are at a place where they can start filming, they have a script, like they know what's going to happen. Because I thought all these rumors and teases of who's going to be in it, is it going to be like a Spider-Verse? They didn't even fully have the answers to. They're trying to piece it together.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting that like it's happening. They have some of their pieces together, and yeah, I mean it's cool. If anything, it makes me happy that movies are being made. I guess.
Yeah, it's just it's interesting because on a normal production schedule, they're filming right now. It seems like they would release like holiday next year. But could be wrong. They could film it now. I mean, like to wait until like summer of 2022 or something like that. Like that seems like a long ass time if you're filming right now. Normal right now.
It's set to release December 17th of next year.
Oh yeah. Okay. So that was right.
So cool.
Yeah. So I guess that makes sense. They're just keeping to the schedule. I don't know if with all the other pushbacks if they had to push this back, but it's a Sony Disney venture. So I don't know if Sony signed off on a pushback.
I think it already did get pushed back.
Really?
I think it was supposed to come out earlier next year, I think.
Mm.
I could be wrong.
That's so soon because like the last Spider-Man was last year.
This has to be pushed back with everything else, though, because if Doctor Strange is getting pushed back and Doctor Strange is going to be in this movie.
But if Sony doesn't sign off on it, you know, Sony, if part of their deal with Sony was we're coming out with our next Spider-Man movie is coming out this date, then unless Sony, I mean, you know,
The amount of success that Sony has had with Marvel sharing that and that Marvel is the
sure they'll let them have creative stuff, but they're still like, we have lines, we have to make money by these points,
but that's,
you know what I mean?
I think my point is with all the stuff that they've been able to help them with, I think that they respect and will understand if it has to be pushed. But I think every movie's getting pushed back. It's not just like MCU, it's like all these different studios are pushing them back and they know why, so it just makes sense to not just keep in timeline with MCU but to actually make the money they want to make.
Well, sure, but they also, you know, they also still...
I just think it's a dumb idea if Sony was like, no, it's coming out on this day. Okay, well, movie theaters might not be open by that point, and it's going to mess everything else up.
Next year, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm saying that's the push to date. I'm saying when it came out, when it was supposed to come out sooner than that. So for them to say no wouldn't really make sense. I'm not saying they couldn't.
Well,
I'm just saying I don't think it makes
like
sense.
Sony wants more Spider-Man pushed out more of the time because, like, if you look at all the other Marvel properties, they are all taking much more time between their like sequels and stuff like that. Like, look at like Black Panther versus Black Panther 2, which obviously now has a whole bunch of issues as far as they have to redo now that Chadwick Boseman has died. But I'm saying even before they knew that, they still weren't a year apart or something like that. They were like pretty like. You know, it was like 2019 and then like 2022 or something like that.
Yeah,
it was
I think
like
it's hard to compare to Black Panther, for example, or even Doctor Strange because we don't have a sequel for that. But if you compare it to Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, like those came out pretty frequently. And I think Spider-Man,
they didn't
because
have nearly as many properties back then and stuff like that.
Right, but I think because Spider-Man is such a main character, MCU and Sony both want him in more things. And when you had Avengers movies, he could be in those. So that helped fill that gap.
Yeah.
I think with all the spinoffs they have, I'm hoping at this point with how deep they are in with MCU, with Marvel Studios tie in, that Sony is understanding the decisions that they're making and why, and they've proven to be profitable so far. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be dumb for them to, again, not saying they couldn't, but we're basically saying something that doesn't matter because it's pushed back and that's when it's coming out. So, yeah. Exciting movies be happening. Another movie coming out with Tom Holland, which they released, or Tom Holland actually just posted about it, but the Uncharted.
Yep.
I don't know if I wish I had more thoughts about this, but I've never played Uncharted, but it kind of seems like it's going to be the new Indiana Jones.
A little bit. That's basically what Uncharted was. The Indiana Jones video game. I'm very curious because, so it's actually interesting when you talk about games like Uncharted, because I was watching some YouTube videos about Naughty Dog is the studio that makes Uncharted games, and they've also made like The Last of Us and a lot of like big Sony, this is all Sony, kind of narrative video games, but they suffer from a very artsy term that people have coined called ludo-dissociative narrative or something like that. Basically, I'm kind of butchering that term, but basically what it means is that the gameplay and the story, what you see, conflict with each other. So in the Uncharted, like when you watch a cutscene for it, like, you know, when you're not playing, you know, Nathan Drake, the Indiana Jones type, he's very much, you know, he's kind of like a lighthearted kind of, you know, quippy guy who is much more of like a thief than he is, you know, like a soldier or, you know, somebody who kills a bunch of people. But then when you're actually playing the game, because it's a game, you were killing like hundreds of people.
Right.
But then in cutscenes and stuff like that, when someone points a gun at somebody, it's like a big deal. And it's like, well, I don't know if I should pull the trigger. But then you kill like 100 of his bodyguards like just previously. So it's going to be weird when you do it in a movie. You know what I mean? Like, I guess they don't have that problem because they just want to address it like that. So I just wonder how similar the movie will be to the games, or if they'll try to do.
Well, some of the games aren't similar to themselves. So
yeah, I mean, like I said, it has that kind of issue, and in a lot of
as
games,
as long as the movie
do,
picks a side and sticks with it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that it's going to be an issue. I'm just curious on if. Since it will most likely just have less like shooting and killing, as it probably should, because it doesn't really fit the like the genre or the character very well, if it'll just feel too different from the games for like fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, obviously movies in that sense are very different from video games, where you don't need to just like for a video game you need the constant action because you want to be doing constant actions,
right? Yeah.
Whereas like the cutscenes can tell more of the story. You don't want them to last too long because you want them, the player, to get back into the action, whereas the movie is a story, so having action serve purpose of the story, but the story has to, you know, unfold. So it's
you
not like the whole thing is like
ways, yeah.
People shooting people for 2.5 hours,
right? Yeah.
So I'm excited just because it just seems like an Indiana Jones vibe with a little bit of a different twist, just because it's, you know, it's Uncharted. And kind of makes me wonder what they're going to do with Indiana Jones. I don't know if it'll have much of a...
Yeah, and I wonder if Tom Holland can rise to the occasion of the character, because the character is, you know, he's a Harrison Ford type, and I don't think most people see Tom Holland as a Harrison Ford type. They see him as a Spider-Man type.
I think he's playing a younger version, so maybe it'll be him coming into that character, so yeah. We can slowly see him.
Kind of implies they want to do, like, a whole big... Like, I don't know if I want to see 6 Uncharted movies. Like,
maybe
I don't
want
to see like this whole progression of him like getting slowly older until he... Cause, and also, Tom Holland, what? He's like our age, right?
Yeah.
So he's not going to magically grow into a 6'2", bulky Harrison Ford. Like, he's not going to magically become that guy in 3 years or something like that. He looks... How he looks now is basically... That's adult Tom Holland now. That's what he's going to be.
Well, he could definitely bulk up. I mean,
but he's already like a fit guy.
Yep.
He's just smaller. He's just not a large, like, he's not going to magically become what people have in their heads to be a leading man. Now, I mean,
well, if you compare
actors in general aren't all that tall, you know, like Tom Cruise is short. Most of these guys aren't all that tall.
But
I'm just saying, I feel like especially since in character, like if you look at a picture of Nathan Drake from the games and then you look at Tom Holland, you can notice that there's just, you know, there's a difference.
No,
he
but
looks
that's
like
what I was going
to
say is Uncharted. When you look at that character, he's not a big dude. They look kind of similar. Like if you look at any of the pictures you can find from Uncharted, and then you look at the picture of him.
Okay, when you're watching in Uncharted, he's like flying through the air on a rope, like swinging from a rope like Tarzan, and smacking dudes in the face, like big bodyguard guys, like constantly. He's constantly getting in fist fights with big dudes. Like Uncharted 4 opens up, he's in like a Brazilian prison, and he's fighting like 6 dudes on one. Like he is a big, like he's not a giant like Dave Bautista, but he's a competent male. He's Harrison Ford. That is who he's supposed to be. And I just don't see, and I think a lot of people are like me, don't see Tom Holland taking on 6 dudes at once.
I just don't. I just see. I understand what you're saying because I can agree to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but I can see him getting to that place. I don't think the gap is as big as you think it, in my mind, the gap's not as big.
How big is Tom Holland?
Just because, again, everything, regardless of what he's doing, swinging and hitting people in the face, like, he's
five,
a little,
yeah, I don't know,
a little more of a bulky dude a little bit, but I don't think
there's
the gap is as
big. There's a big difference between, like, 5'8 and 6 foot, and I think Nathan Drake's supposed to be, like, over 6 foot. And this is all physicality stuff.
Tom, what? Okay,
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, who's very short.
When Tom Cruise was cast as it's not Jack Ryan. It's the other one. I think he also did Jack Ryan. Jack Reacher. That's it. Have you heard of the Jack Reacher movies?
I've heard of it, but
I haven't seen it. They're based on a very popular book series where Jack Reacher, the character, is like 6'4", former military, big fucking... That guy is supposed to be Dave Bautista. And all the people I know who read the Jack Reacher books were pissed as hell that Tom Cruise, of all people, was cast as Jack Reacher because he just doesn't fit the physicality at all. Now, the Jack Reacher movies aren't actually that bad because it's not... That isn't, like, a pivotal part, but I think if... I don't know if they had some kind of like Liam Neeson type play the character, you know, because Liam Neeson's like a tall, he's not like the biggest dude, maybe younger, maybe slightly more athletic Liam Neeson type guy playing that role would work out better. But, you know, I think people, especially people who knew the franchise, would like it a lot more.
Well, I'm just saying that obviously that difference is not as big when you're talking about this, and he is playing a younger version. So maybe we'll see him grow into it. Maybe people will be pleasantly surprised, and they'll go, wow, he can play this type
but
of leading character.
Tom Holland's going to keep growing? Like, the guy's like 24 now. Like, people don't usually grow into their 20s.
No, I'm not saying like height-wise, but even if he bulked up and got a little bigger, like... then it would be more believable. Because 5'8 is, sure, it's a little shorter, but 5'10 is more typical height. And with, again, movie tricks, like you see with Tom Cruise, obviously his demeanor, different, but I'm just saying his, like, size and stuff, he pulls off the leading, like, Mission Impossible, you know, stealthy
yeah,
beating up people kind
of
guy.
Doing more of, like, taekwondo, like, you know, like some kind of martial art thing, you know what I mean? To take that, like, remember in Mission Impossible Fallout when Henry Cavill is with him. Like, Henry Cavill literally does the arm reload on this, you know what I mean? And is, like, just smacking he's just, like, punching really hard, opposed to, you know, Tom Cruise is, like, karate chopping and using his, like, jumping up in the air and stuff like that. Like, that's what you kind of expect.
I've seen him get into some fist fights, but my point is, I have optimism for this. I think he
looks pretty well.
I just
don't know why they
didn't
Chris Pratt. Why the fuck didn't they do Chris Pratt? Literally, Chris Pratt fits it so fucking well. Why didn't they do him?
For what you're describing, yes. But they are like
quippy, big, handsome man.
They were talking about
Chris Pratt.
There was those rumors of people saying they want Chris Pratt
to be the next Indiana Jones. Again, which, I'll do both. I don't care.
No, but I'm saying this might have been the better version because it's not like he has to overtake that big role. He can do something
Plus,
new with
Shia
Uncharted.
LaBeouf, is he still involved? Shia LaBeouf is so odd now. I think they did. There was something being memed recently where they did like one of those script reads for like some old movie that Shia LaBeouf was in, and over Zoom, you know what I mean? Like a quarantine, whatever. And when Shia LaBeouf was, he was like in his car and he was like sweating and he was like clearly very high. And it was just like he was barely there at all. Like wasn't even talking. He just like other people are talking and he's in the background. Like sweating in his car, like looking all this. I was like, what are you doing?
He's a character, man. Well, I'm excited to see how it turns out, and I don't have as much.
I'm not a huge fan. I only played the last one that was on. Like, I never played the other ones because they were on PlayStation 3, and I had an Xbox, and so like I don't really know anything about those. I like the fourth one, and I know what the character's about. He's Harrison Ford. He's Indiana Jones. That's it. I mean, it's not a complicated thing, but it's fun.
Want to bring a little bit of a different, you know, a little bit different vibe. Maybe a little different from the games, just to make it less like Indiana Jones. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. All right. Let's jump
in. So we haven't even talked about it's spooky week, spooky month, October, Halloween, and we're doing a spooky movie.
We are going to be talking about Among Us the movie. Basically is what I'm calling this.
So
many reasons.
I briefly mentioned last episode that I just on a whim watched the 2011 The Thing reboot / prequel. And I guess it is just a proper prequel. It just feels kind of like a reboot because it's basically the same movie again. And when I was watching it, I noticed that a lot of the things in the movie are basically just straight. I mean, obviously it's beforehand, but Among Us seems to have taken heavy inspiration from The Thing.
Yes.
And because there's so many things that are similar that I'd never put together before. And so you watched it. What do you think as far as, and Among Us, for those, I'm sure everyone knows, but hugely popular game that's come out recently where, you know, your little crewmates on a spaceship or a snow place that we've played on as well. There's imposters, people that look just like you, and you have to try to figure out who they are before the imposters go around and kill everybody, which is what happens in The Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're watching it, and it's also kind of part of a classic horror franchise. I say franchise, really just the one movie.
I was gonna say,
it's not really a franchise. I guess it's John Carpenter did it, and John Carpenter is obviously like a big horror director from like Halloween and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, it feels like a part of a larger thing. God, I can't get my thing to stop. So, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
I have a certain fondness for any movie that's set in like a really cold location. I don't know why. It just like, I like watching movies. Like it feels much more like, I don't know, like especially because I usually watch movies in bed because that's like how my TV and everything set up. And so like I'm sitting up in bed and I'm like all on our cover and it's all cold on the screen. So I get cold in real life.
So if you watch a cold movie, you got to turn down the temperature.
Yes.
To match it.
Perfect. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I like that. Like I said, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
I'm going to try to do that with every movie now. Like depending on what the movie is, try to set my environment just like the movie.
Yep.
It's going to be the goal. So I can't think of any good examples right now besides really cold. But I hope there's not
watch the next Jumanji movie, you got to make a jungle in your room.
Or just go to a jungle to watch it.
On your phone.
Download it on my laptop. Venture out to the Amazon and
that
watch
would be
it.
The fucking worst. If there's one place I would probably like, I'm like good, I don't really need to go. It's to like a South American, like the Amazon.
Dope.
Dude. The bugs there are fucking wild,
yeah,
bro.
I know.
No, I cannot do it.
You're a big bug man, huh?
Big bug guy, dude. I do not like bugs. I was watching like one of those nature documentaries recently for whatever. I think it was on or something like that. And they were showing like an Amazon centipede or millipede that was like the size of this table, and it was attacking a bird. And I was like, no, dude, no, no, you can't. No bugs that kill birds. I'm good.
You wouldn't want to experience that?
No.
From like,
what do you mean experience that? I already feel violated that I experienced it on TV.
Experience it from like 20 feet away, just like see it happening.
Jesus Christ, no.
It would be terrifying, but give you that adrenaline rush.
There's a scene in the King Kong reboot where they fall into like a ravine. King Kong is basically, they were all on a log, and King Kong basically threw the log into a ravine and ran off. It's hard to explain that way. But then all our characters are like dusting themselves off or whatever, and then literally like thousands of bugs the size of men just start coming out of caves, and it's awful. Like they, like you literally see like centipede caterpillar type things like start to eat their arm like whole.
Delicious.
And he's like trying to like machete it and stuff like that, and it's like it feels like a 12 minute scene of them fighting bugs that are the size of them.
Just like every Indiana Jones movie has to have a gross bug scene.
Yeah
anyways, back to the thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? I liked it.
Yeah. I liked the 20. I watched the, I recently rewatched the original too, the 1982 with Kurt Russell, a very young Kurt Russell. I
haven't seen it.
Yeah. And so this movie, the way this movie ends, which did you stayed around for the little like choppy credits bit?
Yes. It was annoying. Yes.
Yeah. I know that's, I do hate it when movies do that where they like, they show a little bit and it cuts to black. Or like the credits or whatever. And then they show a little bit more and then it cuts back to black. And it's like, okay, what is this? What is the point? Like I'm supposed to, ooh, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm in anticipation. I can't wait for it to cut back to a little bit of, just show me the fucking
thing. I get the after credit scenes, but this was like, every time I was like, okay, what's going to happen? It cuts to like credits.
Another
comes
name.
Back and cuts to credits. I was like,
but
what are we doing?
How that ends is how the thing starts. So it's like a dude on a helicopter trying to shoot at a dog. That's
really
the beginning of the thing.
Huh.
Yep. And then they show up to a base, and Kurt Russell walks out, and he's like, what the fuck is that? Helicopter lands. He's still trying to shoot this dog, that husky or whatever. And he's like, dude, what? And then he shoots one of the guys, and he's just speaking Norwegian. He's like, la, la, la.
Wait. Kurt Russell is shooting?
Kurt Russell is just on another Antarctic base.
Okay.
Because in this movie, they destroy that base and stuff like that. Yeah. And then you see that one Norwegian guy in a helicopter, or I guess it's two guys. One guy's flying, the other guy's on the side trying to shoot at this dog. And then they go to the dog runs to this other base. Kurt Russell's just a normal American dude just walking out. He's like, what's going on? Norwegian guy gets off with his gun, shoots the guy in the leg, keeps running in. They're like, what are you doing? And then he shoots some other guy, you know, like the captain of the base or whatever, shoots the Norwegian guy in the head because he's running around with a gun shooting at a dog. And then the helicopter he came in on explodes because they were fucking around with those thermite grenades or whatever. And then it's like, and then they have a dog, and it's like, what just happened? And that's the movie. I like that tie-in from the Thing 2011 to the Thing now, but the Thing 2011 feels very much beat for beat the old. That's why it feels like a reboot, because it's basically the original. It's just they found a way to tie it in to this one.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where, like, well, I appreciate the original and I don't want to like cover it up with a reboot. Mm-hmm. So we'll just kind of be like, well, if I were doing this film, the changes I would make, things I would do, but then to lead it into another masterpiece that's been made. So yep. I guess it's cool. Maybe we should give a little bit of a synopsis of the movie first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like when you hit this part of this episode, hopefully you've already seen this movie because we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
So go for it if you want. You've seen it more times than I have.
Yeah. So the Thing is basically research station in Antarctica. In the 2011 one, our main character is Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I can't remember her name in the Thing, but she's a scientist. Some kind of researcher. She gets invited on a secret project to go down there. Basically, they found a spaceship under the ice, and so they're trying to figure out, or they found some kind of structure. I guess they don't really know it's a spaceship necessarily, but since it's under all this permafrost and stuff like that, it must have been there for like hundreds of thousands of years. And they pull up this big block of ice that has some kind of organism in it, and they're kind of celebrating, and then that thing just kind of like shoots out of the top of that ice cube, and it starts killing people and things, and it can perfectly mimic any organic life form. So, you know, once it starts infecting you, it can turn into you, and therefore...
But let's get this clear. When it infects you, it's not like it infects you and, like, takes over you, and you're still kind of you, but it's living inside you.
You are completely dead.
It eats you. It legitimately eats you.
Absorbs your ass.
It eats you, absorbs you, regenerates all your tissues and stuff, and then basically just... It doesn't necessarily, like... Does it spit you out, and then there's two of them?
It wants to be all together, but it can be independent. So, do you mind if I spoil do you care about the original? Do you think you'll ever watch it?
Actually, I do think I'll watch it, but I don't care if you spoil it, because if it's the same thing, I just kind of want to appreciate it and see it.
So, in the original, I don't think they really talk about this in the 2011, but in the original, if it touches you, like if its cells interact with your cells, it will eventually take you over. It will destroy you. Find out what makes you, and then make it yourself. They were saying that, like, when they were kind of like all, you know, they couldn't, and none of them could trust each other, and they were saying we should all prepare our own food and only eat from cans, because if it, whichever one of us is it, could put even like a little bit of itself into food and then you digest it, it'll kill you and become you. Like it was, and they didn't quite go into that, but basically, if it interacts with you pretty much at all, you're fucked. And
I don't think that was necessary. That's not necessarily that isn't the case with this one, I don't think.
That's what I was saying. They don't really go over it.
It's not they don't go over it. I'm trying to remember any moment where that actually matters, because I don't think that's the case.
But although as soon as anyone got attacked by it, like if you got like smacked by it or whatever, it was pretty much done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The 2011 version, I think there were moments where they were interacting with them and they didn't turn into it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's kind of the part of the you know, the movies is that, you know, it's like that paranoia. Who is it? We got to figure it out. We got to try to find a way to like figure things out. And then the only way to kill it is to just burn it.
Yeah.
I don't know why both of these research stations have like World War II flamethrowers.
Couldn't tell you.
That doesn't seem like a standard in like multiple of them too. It's like, quick, go grab the flamethrowers. And then like six guys are like, yeah, we all got flamethrowers. Like, what? What the fuck? Also, why do they have thermite grenades? Like, well, I guess maybe for like mining things, but like, I don't know. It's just, both seem odd additions to have as gear for research in a barren wasteland where you expect there to be nothing to attack you.
It's a really cold place, mm-hmm. So they need something to get really warm real quick. Maybe they can't start their fire, yep. And they go, well, let me help you. And then they're like, we good.
We got a fire.
We're warm now.
Good. Fire good.
So it was the warm machine.
I tell you what. So, and the big difference between the two movies for me is that, the 1982 one obviously didn't have any CGI, and so all of the monster effects, and you see a shit ton of them, are all practical, and they're all like super fucking gross, and they're really cool looking too. Like, just, you know, like all the stuff you see in this movie about, like, you know, because in this one, like, it like morphs with another guy, and so it's like its head, it's like two heads like conjoined and stuff like that, was all on the old one. That's all the CGI that they built were all based on the models of the old one. It's just the old one, it was all like real. Like when the actors were playing off it, that thing was actually spitting out arms in front of them on set. And so I think that's really cool. You could tell that it's like puppets and like like based, like it's makeup, yeah, and puppets and all that kind of stuff. Like it's not trying to fake you out in that way, but it is also hilarious. Like there's one part where like they're flaming a guy and or flaming it, and it spits off the head of the dude it infected, and then the head grows crab legs and starts scurrying away, and it looks really janky, but it's fucking hilarious. And they turn out and they see it, and it's in a corner doing this, and they go, oh, what the hell? And then they burn it, and it's like, but it's really funny looking, but it's hilarious. I don't know, I loved all the practical effects of the original. It's gross, but I think it's really cool. But yeah, as far as like the Among Us comparisons, obviously there you have the big ones of like there's an imposter among us, he's trying, yeah, to. I even love some of the death animations are the same, like, you know, in Among Us when he like spits open that like needle shoots, yeah, out, that's from this movie. Like he literally has a needle that shoots through people's faces, yep, and then like kills them, and I was like, that must, there's no way they're, you know, that wasn't inspired. But every time I look this up, like the thing and Among Us correlate, there's nothing online. I can't find a single thing that ties them together.
So there was also a line in this movie where they're all, I think it was when they, so it was when,
did they say imposter or Among Us or something like
so
that?
So it was when Kate was okay, like, there's, it can infect people, you don't know what you're dealing with. And everyone's like, whatever, we're going to go try to find the people who crashed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't let them leave. And then the lady who was infected was like, Colin came from the showers. I think it was him. He was cleaning it. It's like, we got to go get the keys to make sure they can't leave. She gets her alone in that room and, mm-hmm, tries to kill her. And then all the other people see it. They burn it and they all realize, okay, this is real. And they're all standing in a circle in like their meeting,
yep,
after they killed it. And literally, I don't remember which person it was, but somebody looks at Kate and goes, is it still Among Us?
Ah.
And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I just started laughing. I was like,
no, yeah, they hard accuse, like, I love, like, it, and this is also very true in the original where they're like, because in one part in the original, it's like, oh, something happened in a particular room. And I was like, well, who's in this room? And I was like, well, I saw you have access to this room. And it's like, you could have, I saw you in this room.
He's
earlier.
Like, and he was
like, what were you doing in this room? I was doing just normal stuff. That was before. It was like very much
when
like in the
fire
game.
Broke out when they were trying to make the test in the lab and the fire broke out. The second I saw the flames and Kate saw them and was like running at them, and I literally went, sabotage.
Yeah.
And then that's when they were accusing, and one of the scientists who was helping make it, somebody was accusing him, and he was like, you were in there, you had access, you were one of the only people in there. He's like, I literally left for 2 seconds and now I'm getting blamed. They start yelling at each other.
And there's one in the original where the lights literally go out like in the game, and then one of the guys, yes, sees, yes, a shadowy figure pass by, and he's like, who was, I couldn't see who it was, like, and they were blaming people. It's great. Yeah, it, when you watch it under that lens of like trying to find comparisons to the game, it's so weird how similar. And obviously there's also a snow map in Among Us, although I think most people are probably familiar with the spaceship based one.
Yeah,
I was trying to think, I had like a kind of like a master list here.
It does make me think, because there are a lot of comparisons, I'm so curious as to if they actually did take inspiration from this, because there's always been games like Mafia and stuff where there are imposters,
yeah,
and you have to kind of figure out who they are and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is not, it's not necessarily a new concept. So I'm curious if, like, it's just a coincidence, or if they saw this and were like, yeah, I like some of the stuff they were doing.
I mean, like, the general concept I can understand the coincidence of, and it shares the general concepts with Mafia as far as, like, players are lying about who they are to and they have alternate goals and stuff like that. But the setting and how it's presented and all the different little things seems so this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like, even especially in the first one, there's a whole point where, like, Kurosa knows, I know it's not me, and I know that there must be at least some good people in this group, otherwise you guys all would have just charged me by now, because you all would have been it or whatever. And so it's like, yeah, the imposter needs a majority in order to win the game and stuff like that. I'd say the biggest difference is that in the thing, whenever it kills someone, it gets another person. So if in Among Us you started at one and then you killed a guy and then you had two and then three and so on and so forth,
that'll
that
be
one,
rough.
Yeah.
Maybe in Among Us 2 when they update it, they'll have a game mode like that.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay, so yeah, as far as a movie goes, because we break these down as movies, I did really enjoy it. It's always kind of fun when you see something like this that relates to something else you like a game, and it just makes it more fun to watch because you're like picking all those different things out. There were a couple things in this movie where I didn't really understand the motivations behind why fully, but when you're in a very tense situation like these people are in, I guess you can kind of put some of those to the side. So it wasn't, the CGI was very, very good.
You said it was very good?
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good. I don't think it was seamless. You know what I mean? It wasn't perfect.
I've seen better, I guess, but nothing in this. I don't know. It never was like, that's bad. It was very. I don't know. I never really noticed it being bad. So
I think for the budget, you know, $38 million budget in 2011, the CGI was pretty good for the money. That's for sure.
Yeah, and the idea for the story and how it kind of just got right to the point. I think they told a really good story. It was very entertaining. Nothing too crazy. Enough to, I think, want, especially like, well, I don't know. I was going to say enough to kind of relate to the main character, enough to kind of want the main character to survive. But part of me was like hoping that she was kind of it the whole time, or at least part of the time to make it interesting. It was very good. It's not like anything that's going to break the boundaries of like my, you know, top movies, but it was very entertaining.
Yeah, I don't think even the original is considered to be any kind of like masterpiece or anything. I think it's just kind of like one of these cult movies that's gotten garnered a lot of attention, and I can see why. I really like the situation. I wish both of these movies had incorporated more of the scare horror aspect into the we don't know who it is. I think the original does it a little bit more than this one, but like, I don't think that they were, the 2011 seems to try to be doing more of just your classic, you know, like creepy monster running around, like, you know, trying to find our protagonist and almost getting them, and like body horror kind of stuff. And the original does a shit ton of body horror, and it's trying to, you know, and also trying to just, you know, just scare you based on look at this scary thing. But I think it could have been more interesting if they had gone with like creepy fear of like, we really don't know who it is.
Every time
really
like people like couple up or group up and go off to do something.
Yeah, you should be scared for like your characters, especially the ones that you're attached to, because you're like, oh no, like that guy's been acting fishy. I don't know. Like that guy sus. She did, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which I just wish it had gone a little bit more into. That would be my big wish for this, but you know.
Yeah,
I liked it.
At the beginning when they first had that first little meeting and they all found out that that was actually what's going on, and the main character, Kate, and somebody else, can't remember all the, there were so many of these crew people that just got killed throughout the whole thing, went to basically sabotage the so nobody could leave because they don't want it to get out and then infect the world. So they did that, and that was one of the moments where there were two people together, and they kind of didn't trust each other, and didn't really know what to do, and there was, like, that tension there, and then somebody else showed up. He's like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, does he think they're both it? Because if not, why would you be so suspicious as to what they're doing? I don't know. That was one of those moments that gave me that. I think
they're both it and working together and like kind of that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah.
That's the other thing, which is, I guess, a little different than from Among Us, is like you said, we don't really, you don't know how many of them there are.
Yeah. You really have like no clue.
Because it seems like the creature either eats the person and then becomes that person, or spits out another. Like, for example, let's say you were one, mm-hmm. and then ate me, you probably just spit out another version of me, and then the version you might still be walking around.
Yeah,
it seems like it can do either one. It can either become you, or it can spit out a version of you. It is what it seems like. Am I wrong? It seems like it can kind of do both.
It kind of depends. Yeah, because like I know in certain situations, like when they're actively like kind of fighting it, it would just kind of like merge with like another dude to just become a bigger.
Well, that's another thing I was going to bring up is when it merged with somebody else and it was just the monster with like two heads.
Yeah.
I was like, why? That's the only time that it didn't take the form of another body. Why not? Is it because the monster knew, oh, it sees me taking this person, and if that person comes back, it's going
to
know.
Point. Although I would probably still argue that just having two running around opposed to one bigger one would probably be more effective. But especially since you're fighting guys with flamethrowers, I mean, it feels like it's harder to flame two things than one big thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, you don't even really know much about this creature at all, as far as like level of intelligence or anything like that. Like, it can mimic things
smart.
That are intelligent.
It's pretty smart, though. It has to be pretty smart, because
it does like smart animal things, as far as like it's clever. It can in its environment, like instinctually, like I want to get more things and stuff like that. But we don't actually know if it's like a higher intelligence being. You know,
it has to be smart if when it overtakes somebody, it then is smart enough to know I have to act like this person and trick these people. And it does that very well. It mimics the person very well.
Right, but it's almost like gaining the intelligence of.
So you're saying before it mimics the person, it's not as smart.
We just don't know. We don't know. It acts like more of a dangerous animal than anything else.
So I feel like it has to be pretty smart because of the spaceship it's on. I'm like, these animal-like creatures are controlling the spaceship?
We don't necessarily even know that. There could have been something else on that spaceship that created
those are just
it.
The
it, just,
pets.
It just infected that ship, and that's why it crashed or something. You know, I mean, like, it doesn't explain any of that at all. And it doesn't need to, really. I don't think it's not really the point. I like them both. I think, you know, a lot of the times you have movies like this where it's like everyone loves the original and then they make this one. It's like, oh, this one was shit. You know, like, da-da-da-da, like just crappy reboot or whatever. I'm like, no, I think, you know, they had a cool way to incorporate it as a prequel because in the original, they go back to like that place that this movie takes place and kind of does stuff in. So it's kind of interesting to watch them in order because, you know, like watch the prequel first and then the original, because you'd be like, oh shit, like I saw all this stuff from the other movie and kind of stuff.
Well, because I haven't seen the original one, and we were talking about this kind of as a solo. How do you consider it just as a solo movie, not necessarily just comparing it?
So I don't think that this movie is like overly scary, which for something in the horror genre, it's kind of worth, you know, noting. It doesn't have to be or anything like that, but I certainly enjoyed it. It's hard not to make any kind of comparisons, just try to do it on its own. I liked everybody in the movie fine. It's just, it felt very just kind of like, yeah, good, like a 7 or something, you know, and like nothing struck me as like overly noteworthy as far as like big errors. You know, like I didn't see any like massive plot holes and there was no like massive great acting or poor acting or great writing or poor writing. It was just like an interesting little story about this like isolated little sci-fi adventure and how it ended. And I just liked it all the way through. I didn't have any like, unfortunately, I didn't have any particularly strong feelings about any of it.
I think this would be one of those movies, if I saw it in theaters, I'd walk out and I'd be like, wow, that was really good. And I really enjoyed that. That was a fun, like, I know there's a, another one. But
kinda
if
like
I
a quiet
if
place
had a,
type thing.
So
right?
I was just gonna kind of say a comparison to that is, well, first I would walk up and be like, I really enjoyed that. That was really fun. That was different. And this watching this movie kind of makes me want more just one off little sci fi adventures like that. And this is proving what kind of horror movies I like, because I don't like horror movies. Mm-hmm. I really like A Quiet Place, and I did like this movie. I like these more suspense, thriller type, sci-fi
monster
ones.
Type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are more fun to me. Those are the kind of like scariness where I'm like wanting these people to get away. That's more I can invest myself in.
Well, that's good, because then you should definitely watch Alien.
Yeah, I haven't seen Alien.
Because, I mean, obviously that's the most... Yeah. famous type, and that's literally what this it's an isolated contained sci-fi monster movie.
So I like that, and if anything, I know I said it's not like doing anything to break and like shatter the record as far as like in my top movies, but if I really think about it, if I went to movies and saw a bunch like, and these were the kind of movies that I saw, the movies that I'm not looking forward to, like sequels of like Marvel movies or yeah, sequels of whatever franchises out. It's like, oh, this is a one-off movie. Let's try it. And if I kept coming out of movies with the feeling I had from this, I would be very happy going to see movies like this. Like, I wouldn't be disappointed as far as what is this one-off thing that was just done terribly. Like, this is what I think is a good... And I feel like I'm saying this even though it's not true, because it is a prequel. But if you have more one-off adventure, even if it's not horror-based, movies like this, and you just worry about making the story itself interesting, it's fun, and I'm just appreciative. I would be more appreciative for a lot more movies like that. I think it's cool, which is why I'm excited for, even though it's based on something, Dune just seems so very different and out there, and I don't know if they plan on having a sequel, but it just seems so much... of its own thing that doesn't look like it's just trying to rip off something else.
Or even something similar to like, The Green Knight or whatever that I've been talking about. That movie that's supposed to be coming out. It's also kind of just going to be its own little weird, self-contained little story. Yeah, though I for sure I've read that. I kind of sucks because I feel like a lot of horror right now is all based around paranormal ghost stuff. Conjuring and like all that
and
kind
I
of.
Hate that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm out.
And I mean, I don't hate ghost based horror stuff. I just don't want it to be everything, because I do prefer more of this kind of style of it. I think there's I'm trying to think of a good example of like a good scary one of these, but I can't quite think of that. I like Event Horizon, which was another one, which is kind of a little bit older. I think it was in the 90s, and kind of it's more of like a sci-fi horror thing, but it's not really a monster one. It's a little strange. I think all in all, this is just a solid ass little pick. I liked its Among Us tie-ins and stuff like that. But
if you like Among Us and you like movies, check this out. Want to talk about a couple things, though.
Yep.
Is the few things that I guess didn't vibe 100%, which was one of the main guys who basically is the head scientist guy who invites Kate to come help with this find.
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, I want to get a sample from this thing. And she's like, that's probably not smart. Shouldn't do that. And she gets frustrated because he decides to do it anyways and walks out. He follows her and was like, don't question me in front of my people. It felt a little bit like they were just trying to make him that snarky.
Prototypical, I'm the boss, don't question me, asshole.
Yeah, I was like, why are you just trying to... Like, it just felt like, why are you... Now, to be fair, in real life...
Those people
I
exist.
Have, yeah, I've met people that are just... where I literally question, why are you just being mean? Like, for no reason. So, again, that's kind of why I'm like, it's not terrible, but I don't know. Maybe I hold, and maybe I shouldn't, but maybe in certain parts of movies I hold the film and the filmmaking to a higher standard than real life, which if it's if it's replicating real life relationships, it shouldn't. But did you feel that way with this character?
It's a little tropey, right? Because it's like main character is giving a warning, don't do this, bad things will happen, and then asshole character to drive the plot along goes, we have to do this, don't question me, and then bad things happen to that guy, and main character
especially
is right.
Because
that's the problem I have, not so much as that, like the realism or something like that. It's more of just like, I've seen this in movies before, I know what's going to happen, you know, like he's going to be wrong, she's going to be right, because she's the main character, and she even, you know, I mean, because what he's even requesting, like, yeah, they went down there for science reasons, and what this thing can do is, and I think from what I remember of that particular, what you're talking about, they weren't fully 100% on board with the idea that it could actually mimic things perfectly yet.
Right.
They, you know, they were kind of playing around with that idea, but they
no,
were
not, no, because they yeah. didn't even know what it could do. It was in the ice and it was an alien. That's all they knew. And they said, we want to get.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what he was doing was reasonable, right? Like, obviously, you're going down there for science. You know, I mean, you find aliens, like, you're going to be like, fuck yeah, we have to, like, study this. There's no way we can just, even if it's for the safety of everything, just put it away. You know, so it makes sense what he did. It just felt a little stereotypical. It's like, as far as the main character going, I don't know if it's a good idea. And he goes, hush now. You don't know what you're talking about. I do. And then he dies. And it's like, yeah, okay.
And also, him being mean in that way and then getting, like, his, what's the word I'm looking for? Getting his, getting what was coming to him or whatever. In that situation, I was like, well, that what he did didn't really even have a big effect on the story. That alien, him drilling into the alien, I don't think was going to prevent it from coming from popping out.
That was kind of a weird part of it. Was that, like, you know, they made it seem like
it's like
they brought it out in that ice block, and then that they kind of froze it. But then the alien just shot out of it, and I was kind of like, it could just do that? Why did it wait so long? You know what I mean? Like, if you know what I mean? Like, obviously, they had to bring it out of a larger piece of ice, so I was like, yeah, okay, I can understand it wouldn't do it until they actually brought it into that block. But then they brought that block into a room and left it for a while, and it waited, like, I guess it had to get to that just warm enough and start free, like, melting, and then it was, the whole time it was pressing out as hard as it could until, boom, it could just, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, it was weird.
But I wasn't under the inclination that him taking a sample affected that. So I was like, at least usually the thing in these movies where it's like, don't do that, it's not a good idea, and they're like, I'm gonna do it anyways, don't question me, that's usually like, that's gonna have consequences. The action itself didn't seem to have the consequences. It was just a setup that he was
bad. I suppose you're right. Yeah, it just so that didn't even was really more of a, actually like, had so it made it even more weird that it was even in there. I guess they just wanted to have another scene to solidify
that's my
I'm
point.
The asshole boss. Yeah.
Which, again, people are like that sometimes, so whatever. That is the other thing, though, is when it did start eating that first person, and then they killed it, and they went to study it, and he was like, the main boss guy was like, we need to study this. And everyone's kind of giving him, like, are you insane? Like, and then one of the guys come in and goes, I think you should just destroy it. You need to burn it, completely get rid of it. And I think as an audience, we're supposed to be on that guy's side because the boss is kind of the not nice dude. And he's like, we have to do this. And he's like, and everyone else thinks it's unethical or whatever because of what they went through. My opinion is, it's terrible that it happened. Yes, maybe give them a little bit of time to cope with it, but you kind of do need to study it because if there's another one somewhere, or if you know that aliens have come, there might be another one around, or they might be coming more, and we need to know what they're going to do to people, because this is dangerous.
Right.
And he was like, this is terrible, but as scientists, we have the obligation to study. And I was like, you might not be the nice guy, but you're kind of right.
Yeah.
And the other guy that came in was like, burn it. I'm like, that's a terrible idea, because if there are more, and you have the obligation to possibly protect more people, if not the entire human race.
Yeah.
So I think as an audience member, we were supposed to be on the guy's side who's like, no, burn it. And all these crew members are like looking at him like, how dare you say we have to investigate this? I'm like, I was on the opposite side.
Yeah,
that was a weird moment.
You got to remember, I think a lot of those characters, like there's a few scientists, but most of those guys are just Norwegian guys who like help maintain the base and like get them there and stuff like that. So like they're not as interested in like the investigation side. They're just like, that was my buddy, like what are you doing?
Yeah. And I understand that. I think you should have different reactions from people who are like, I'm literally just trying to cope with the fact that my friend died. So get out of here and stop yelling in my face that I need to go now look at his dead body and study it.
Right.
But I don't know, I just felt like I understood where he was coming from. Like, it completely made sense. And I felt like we were being made to believe maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But
yeah. Just bring up interesting points. I always think that there's the one thing about this is that, like, why would you ever split up? And especially splitting up into pairs to like do stuff, like when they had disabled snow cats. Like even in the game Among Us, it's, it makes much more sense if everyone just sticks in a giant group and does everything together and never leaves each other's side.
It's interesting.
If I go off with you and you're it and we have to go do something alone, you have ample time to kill me, and then we both walk back to, even worse than Among Us, we both walk back together and go, yeah, we're both good. We're good. Yeah, see, no, we're not dead, but we're both it because you killed me and now we're both, you know, right. it, the thing. So even at least in Among Us, if we go off together and it's known that we're together and I die, everyone knows it should be, at least everyone should. That has not happened.
Why don't, in the game Among Us, mm-hmm. why doesn't everyone just walk around and do their tasks in a giant group? Just because we know it wouldn't be as fun. Is that why?
I also, because most people, like, you know, your tasks are split up, like not everyone has the same ones.
It'll take longer, but you guarantee a win.
You would, but it would be, yeah, I think it would be boring just to walk around together and like have to stay in the big group, especially since
it's almost like just proving humans' impatience and saying, we got to do this, get it done, I want to win.
Yeah.
And just do our own downfall.
The safe way.
Because I know you can stat kill. Because in the movie, it's not possible to just like
quickly kill somebody,
not know who it is. In this, if everyone's together, you can stat kill and you'll be like, well, everyone's together, we don't know who it was. But if you just agree to make sure that you're not on a stack and you each at one time swipe your card, next time goes down, you're just slightly spaced apart.
Or you can probably do it. Yeah.
Now, if everyone's standing on the card swipe, that'd be easy kill.
Well, because, I mean, you don't have to be in one exact spot.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody can reach it at once, but...
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, so, for this movie, though, no one should have left anybody's side.
Yeah.
All right, so getting into the next...
I will say just real quickly about the original, though, because you were saying that one guy was being an asshole and stuff. In the original, every single character is an asshole. It's kind of funny. Every single one is like, for no reason, hey, fuck you, man. I want to kill you even if you weren't the thing. Well, fuck you, man. Like everyone hates everybody. It's funny.
So let me see. It was clever how she was like, you got feelings? Get over here. Because it was like, because at first I was like, are they just banking on everybody having them? But I was like, they have to go off of what they have. And it's basically like, when you play Among Us, you can say, I'm not saying these are the people. I'm just saying I know for sure it's not these.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones are sus.
So, again, I'm going to compare it to the original, which I haven't seen. But in the original, they do another test that's similar as far as to test things. But the test they do in the original is 100% foolproof. Like, it will... They don't do it till the end of the movie, obviously. But they have figured out a way that will 100% tell if you're the good guy or the bad guy.
Well, then I appreciate that they did that. What they did within this movie was they knew they could make a test that would foolproof. And then they just make sure it gets destroyed. Or is there some big brain play that I'm not thinking of?
It's, I mean, like I said, it doesn't come up with that until the end of the movie. And that is basically when they have the kind of big climactic fight where, yeah, the thing gets revealed, but then it comes out and it, like, you know, they have to fight it and figure it out and stuff like that. But up until then, there's a lot more of like trying to figure out who it is, because like the first test they try to come up with like the way that they were going to do that test gets destroyed mysteriously. And so it's like, well, who knew about the test and who had access to this room and who was, you know, so they have a lot of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of lead up before, because I feel like the 2011 one gets to that test a lot sooner. It's like halfway through the movie they're doing that test,
yeah,
or something like that, opposed to this one where it's like the last 20 minutes they're doing that test. But yeah, so I mean, you know, it's just a little bit different. I will say I probably like the original test a little better, because it's like it feels slightly more clever to
what
me.
Is it? I don't care.
Okay, so they figure out, or Kurt Russell's character figures out that the being, no matter how much or how little of it there is, will always try to survive. And so he takes a little bit of everybody's blood and he puts something hot into it. And the everyone normal blood will just, you know, get hot or boil or evaporate or whatever. But the its blood will try to, even if it's just a tiny bit, will try to escape the heat because it'll destroy it. And so that's his test that he does. So it's kind of funny. He has this little piece just, and he has this like hot paper clip and he goes, he's looking at the guy and he goes, tss, and the guy's like, he's all tied up and he's like, tss, you're good. That's does it, opposed to the teeth thing, which makes sense, equally as much, as far as I can't make organic material or inorganic material or whatever.
Well, it's good because, again, the test that was foolproof gets burned up. So they had an idea of a test that could get foolproof, but the entire lab got lit a flame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then it was, I thought it was more interesting that they had a test that wasn't 100%, but it was clearing people, but you didn't know, because some people just don't have fillings. And
yeah,
so,
which is another reference, to, I feel like, similarity with Among Us, because like the med scan or something like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is you can tell who's not it in Among Us, but and then you can suss some people, but you know that some of those obviously aren't it, but some of them are.
Right.
So it was, I thought that was clever. Okay. Another issue that I had was the Americans that survived that helicopter crash and came back.
Oh, yeah.
To the camp.
And they were just fine. And they weren't actually it. Yeah.
Well, it bothered me that they just straight up killed the dude. When they were, okay. The fact that they broke out of their little containment area where they had like a fire, they were being fed. If it were like me and you there and we knew we were good, if anything, I'd be like, let's stay here. Well, and I would say, like, I understand why they're doing this. It makes sense because this thing can infect people and they obviously don't know. They're feeding us. We're good. Let's stay here. The fact they wanted to break out and then kill all of them, for why? Like, they were trying to help them. They weren't trying to straight up kill them.
If they know it's not them, then it must be somebody else.
Yeah.
Therefore, if they just sit there locked up, that thing can go and infect everybody else that's not them too. And then what? The thing comes back and says they're just going to kill them and they're just sitting ducks? Like, if they break out, then they get to be a part of finding out who it is and helping this problem, which they are. So I understand why they broke out completely, because like, if you and I got locked up, but we knew that we weren't the one and the one was still with the regular people, if it infected everybody else, now it's 6 feet 2 and we're locked up and they know exactly where we are. That seemed, you know what I mean?
Okay. So yes, I can get that. I can understand that. But the fact that when they met up with other people and they shot the dude in the head and he was like, oh, he was going to fire the flamethrower. What was he? Like, I don't know. And that's one of those things where I was saying, in the heat of the moment, all those things happening, guy coming at you with a flamethrower. Some of the people are like, calm down. Some are like, just light him on fire. Rash decisions are made. Yep. So I can kind of let that go. But it seemed a little, I wasn't in that situation where I might have died. So maybe not. But it seemed a little too rash that he was like, it seemed like they were just causing more problems than anything else. And I was like, guys, no.
Well, in the end, I think Joel Edgerton, who is one of those guys, like actually like fixes, like ends up burning like the actual thing and like, you know, fixing everything. Cause he's basically being Kurt Russell in that,
who?
In this movie, Joel Edgerton, the pilot American.
Yeah.
Who was locked up. So he's the one who ends up being kind of like the prototypical action hero and burns up the actual thing and like saves the day. You know what I mean?
But then at the end he gets infected.
Yeah.
So.
Not really.
Apparently, he gets infected because at the end of the movie, she was like, you know how I knew that you were a human when you showed back up at camp is because you had your earring on. And if they ate you, they would spit that out because it's not organic material, mm-hmm. which I thought was clever. And I was like, oh, but I was like, with everything going on and all the crazy things you're doing, earring could have fallen out. And I was like, and I don't think it did. I think that he was really a bad dude, but at the end, like when he was lighting it on fire, it didn't like scream like the alien usually does, and I was like, did you just kill a dude? Because, and she was kind of like giving that face of like sadness and kind of, I did it, but part of it I was like, is there a little bit of like guilt in you, like do you think you made a mistake? Because I was thinking, even if he was the alien, to cover up, he's like, it was an earring. It fell out. I'm doing all these dive rolls, running around, trying to save people and like jump. Right. Like, it's an earring. They fall out sometimes. It fell out. And he was like, no, let's just talk about this. Which is sus. So,
do earrings kind of just have a tendency to fall out if you're doing a lot of motion?
Well, if you like, if I guess it would have to be like,
like a big dangly ones, sure. But like little ones that just kind of go in your ear, I don't see how that would actually fall out.
I think it definitely could if you're. Well, I don't know. How big was the earring? Maybe I never saw earring. Like a little stud?
It was on a dude. So, yeah, it was just like a little yeah, tiny ring or stud or something like that.
If they're a little bigger, then I would, like, if you're, like, rolling around and doing stuff where it's, like, rubbing on the ear, then yes, it definitely can.
I would be afraid to get hooked on something and just pull your lobe out or something.
But I don't know. I thought it was, like, a little hook, a little ring. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, like a real tiny little ring, right?
Like a ring, not a stud. So, maybe, I don't know. I think the idea was that he was bad and she was really smart and then she got him. But
no, yeah, for sure. Some of these details are getting a little hazy because I watched that movie like early last week, like last weekend, and I rewatched the old one last night, and so the old one's like fresh in my mind, but the other one I'm trying to remember all the details because because they're so similar, they start to blend together in your head.
The last thing I want to talk about is Lars. Where'd he go? Why do we, like, he was there to set up the end, to set up
Lars
the beginning of the other one.
The end, right?
But remember when he went, they were like, go get the Americans, because they were going to do the filling test on them. And so Kay was like, go get the Americans, we're going to watch these guys. They go outside, and then they find they've escaped. And the other guy was like, we got to find him. I was like, okay, well, you're being dumb, but whatever. Who is Lars? Like, we have to find him. He goes to try to find him. The other guy was like, stop, come back. And he's like pulled into this room. And you're like, they got him. That's it. And then you don't see him until the end of the movie. And the two Americans were like, we didn't kill him. And they never said what they did. But I'm like, did he just pretend like he was captured and then just like hide out on his own? Did the Americans actually pull him in and say, stay here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is a little strange, isn't it?
There was no explanation. It would look like he just got pulled into this room, and then you never see him, and then he doesn't come out with the Americans later. The Americans very clearly didn't kill him, and he did not get infected. So I'm like, what happened? Why did he just hide out from everybody for so long? Or pretend like he was being eaten? Or, I don't know. That was such a weird thing, and then seeing him at the end, I was like, what happened? I don't know. Do you have any answers for me?
No, I was looking at the ending of the thing.
What happened to Lars in the
Matthias
thing?
Matthias comes back on the helicopter the next morning after all the shit went down.
I don't.
Colin killed himself. Lars shoots at Matthias, ordering him to open his mouth. Lars' dog thought to have emerged around. I don't know. Yeah, also the dog. I don't know where the fuck he came from.
The what?
Lars' dog. They thought he was dead.
Yeah.
They
knew that it mimicked the alien guy at the beginning.
That's right.
Because I was wondering where the dog was, because I was trying to figure out how the first... Because the original creature mimicked the dog, and then we saw the actual creature try to eat that guy. He like half eats him, they kill him. So the next person to be infected had to have been infected by the dog, and we just didn't see it. It was like off camera somewhere.
What happens to
how did the first person who gets fully infected get infected? And I was like, because the alien's dead. And I was like, it had to have been the dog. And so I knew the dog was somewhere. And so when he came out, I was fine with
what
that.
What happens to Kate at the end of this movie?
We don't know. She gets into the snow cat and drives off.
She must be because based on the other movie, you know, in the original, there is no Kate. and so it's a little bit, and there, as far as the setup of the movie goes, because they acknowledge that there was another base in this movie, which is the other base that they happens in the original. But in the original, after this one gets burned down, they're kind of like they're stranded. They're on their own. There's nowhere else they can run to go to or you know, anything like that. So.
Right.
I don't know where she went.
I don't know where she went.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, that one's not as big of a deal to me because I haven't seen the other one, which takes place right after.
Right.
That's how you kind of had that question. Because at the end of this, you're like, she survives and maybe gets away, whatever. But the Lars thing was the biggest to me that were we just as an audience at the end supposed to be like, oh, he did survive. But mine's like, where has he been this whole time?
Yeah.
What? So it was, I don't know. That was, I guess, a question that I will never get answered.
Wow.
So, but all I know is the next time that I play Among Us, I'm just going to ask people to open their mouth.
Open your mouth!
I'm just going to scream at people like Kate did. Open your mouth! You do it right now! Open your mouth!
Open your mouth!
And see if anybody understands. So, you got to have my back when I ask people to open their mouth on Among Us. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, just open your mouth!
Let me see your teeth.
And then if I'm like, they're clear, you have to take my word for it.
All right.
We'll do like actual like Zoom calls where you can see people open in their mouth.
I don't have any.
You got a filling?
I feel like metal fillings isn't something they still do those. They don't do those anymore. They have like other they because no one gets.
But it's
metal
not
fillings
it's
anymore.
Not organic material. I don't think so. It still would be spit out.
But it looks just like tooth, so it'd be hard unless you really like when they fill cavities and stuff. Now they use things that look like your teeth or something.
Do they? I don't
they
know.
They do some kind of like new thing because I've had cavities filled like when I was younger, but I don't have any metal in my mouth.
Well, I don't think it's metal. I think it's, let's see.
Yeah. Those old fillings were metal.
It says that fillings today can be filled with gold, porcelain, or silver amalgam.
I guess
silver, tin, zinc, it's a combination of all that. Or tooth colored plastic and glass materials. But again, not organic.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like it, doesn't matter.
Right, but if I was looking in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? If this happened because this movie takes place in 1982. So
yeah.
If it took place today and they were looking at everybody's mouth, the filling thing wouldn't work because no one has metal fillings. So if it was missing or not, it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Well, even the people that don't have fillings in this movie doesn't mean that they were immediately it. There's
right,
more
but
sus.
You wouldn't eliminate anybody with that test now.
It depends. Now, some people still have them. Some people might still have them, get those done. Maybe they're cheaper. I don't know.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
But we'll talk to you more about dentistry next week on the dentistry episode of That's Movies Brother. But I think that's pretty much all I got for this movie. It was fun. And like I said, if you like Among Us and you like movies, check it out.
Yeah.
Especially if you like being a little spooked.
That's us. That was Halloween. What are we doing for next week's Halloween episode?
We're doing another one.
What else topical thing? Next week will be November 1st. You want to do an election?
That movie, was it called Swing Vote, the movie where there's a guy and he decides the president?
Oh, that's right. Which doesn't make any fucking sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
For some reason,
everyone in America, not only does that assume that every single person in America has voted, which is not the case. Not every eligible voter votes.
Eligible.
And also, not how the Electoral College works either. So nothing about that made sense.
Yeah, I don't. None of that really makes sense in my mind either.
Cool idea, though. That, like, you know, everyone goes to, like, some fucker's house and who's, like, the last guy hasn't voted. Clearly doesn't care because he didn't vote. And he's like, now you have to vote. And it's like, well, I don't have to. You guys can just keep doing whatever the fuck you're doing.
I kind of want to watch that again to see if they change something of, like,
how
it worked.
I never actually saw it.
I've seen it.
I saw the trailer for it forever ago.
I've seen it, but it's been a long... Because it was a 2008 movie.
Yeah.
And I saw it shortly after it came out. Don't know why. That's not my kind of movie. I kind of want to watch it to see if maybe it's set in kind of like a world where Electoral College doesn't exist. I'm wondering if they must do something. Yeah, I'm wondering if they made it different in some way. But
that's still assuming, like, it's like, you know, I mean, out of the people in the country that can vote, I think it's only like 50 million people vote, which is a lot of people, but like there's 330 million people, and obviously people under 18 can't vote and stuff like that. But, you know, there's still a bunch of, like, geriatric people, I'm assuming, that aren't showing up to the polls. You know what I mean? they could have just...
Mail in vote!
Drove some 90-year-old to the polls.
While they're doing that whole movie, while, like, they're trying to convince, like, oh, wait, breaking news. We got another vote in.
Oh, we just found, like, 60,000 old people who can clearly vote and didn't, so this whole story doesn't mean anything.
We got another vote in. This person won. Forget this other guy.
Yeah.
Just trying to get all the attention.
I'm sure in the time that movie takes place, there were probably thousands of young people who were turning 18 who they could have just found and then took to the polls too. So I was like, that in no way does that story work.
Yeah, I don't understand. But anyways, that's been us. That's been Movies. That is Brother. And check us out on Instagram at That's Movies Brother. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate a rating.
Only a good one, though.
And
a 5-star. Anything below, not interested in.
If you can't do a 20-star review, don't do it.
20 stars. I want stars in the description of your 5-star review.
Just star emojis. Yeah, that's it. If you want to follow me, you can find me at Tyler C. Gillette. Instagram, Tyler Gillette. YouTube, in the middle of the frozen tundra. Fighting off the thing, if you want to find Nate. And what was that?
I was doing the alien noise and the flamethrower noise.
But we will see you guys next week.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow.
Can I stop?